cover when we're on the bottom of page 14, moving on to page 15, Bezrat Hashem. We are going to get out of the bathroom today, finishing up Siman Gimel. One question that people have been asking, it's a very, very popular question nowadays. We talked about talking in the bathroom, but what about texting in the bathroom? And Moreno Rabin Rav Nemetzel thought that that would be mutter to text in the bathroom. Okay, so therefore you are allowed to. Not saying it's the best thing to be doing, but that is a heter. Sifyud Gimel, we talked a lot about how to go to the bathroom and how to one wipe yourself yesterday, and a lot of things connected with doing gedolim. Now we are moving more on to ketanim today, and exactly a lot of the halachas that connected which are very, very chomer things that are going to come out today. Let's go through these. Lo yashtin mu'uma. Sifyud Gimel. One is not supposed to do ketanim standing up. Why? Because you're afraid that you're going to drip onto your leg. Okay? This is not a din in cleanliness like we saw earlier. What's the problem? Okay, so you dripped on your leg. That's your problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, if people see that a lot of times you are wet from going to the bathroom, people are going to assume, chas v'shalom, that you have a major problem with your aver, and you have a mum there, and therefore you're not allowed to get married. So therefore, he would not be allowed to have children. Okay, if he's not going to be allowed to have children, he's not going to be able to have children. And therefore, if he has children, in the end, people are going to say it must be that these children are not really his children. So all these motzi lies would come out of the thing, besides for the problems with the movement of Kohanim, that for a Krushavcha. But all these things, the problem is that he would not be able to have children, therefore, all these shmuels are going to come out about this guy. Sif Kotten Kav Dalid, sorry, moving on to the Mechaber, he says, Imlo, so that is going to be regular standing. So that means right now, you're not allowed to stand up and go to a urinal or things like this. You're not allowed to stand up, go to that, you have to sit down every time. So it comes to the Mechaber, he goes, Imlo Shiyamun B'makam Gavoah. This is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, if he's standing on a higher place, and therefore, when he goes to the bathroom, it's not going to splash back at him. It's not going to get him. It's going to go down the hill. Oh, she ashtin l'toch ofar tichuach. Or if he goes to the bathroom into soft dirt. We're talking about, we're afraid he's going to go to the bathroom once again. They didn't have toilets and they went on the ground. When he wanted to go on the ground is hard. And therefore, it splashes back at you. And therefore, you have this chashash of the krushavcha. However, if he's going to either be standing in a higher place or he's going to be going into ofar tichuach, which is soft dirt, then you're not going to have this chashash because it's not going to splash back in him. Perish karkashena basula elikon shel eretz charusha. Okay, it is plowed dirt, and therefore it is something that is soft. It's going to get absorbed. And obviously, based on this, you would hope that your toilet at home and the toilets that you're going to the bathroom are like this afer tichuach, and it's not supposed to splash back at you. It's supposed to be go down and not come back. That's why the toilets are built in a certain way that it's not supposed to happen. If you aim correctly, you'll be fine. So therefore, that is the halacha l'maisa. You're allowed to stand up even nowadays. Says the Mishnah Berurah, say katan kav dalid. Says vim elo etzus elo. If you don't have these etzus, let's say you're outside and you don't have these etzus, and what are you supposed to do then? Vegansham yashar b'yeshiva. You know you're in a place outside where you're going to sit down. You can't sit down in the middle of nowhere. So what are you supposed to do? So yuchal asos al etzus acher shliyav olidei nitzos. You have other things that will make sure that you will not come to nitzos. So you have to realize in the background what's going on over here is the halachas that we're going to learn in just a couple minutes in the machaber itself, and that is you're not allowed to touch your aver when going to the bathroom. So you're not allowed to touch your aver when going to the bathroom. It's very hard to aim. And therefore, that's the reason why we're afraid that the toast that are going to happen is going to drip on you if you're not allowed to make or didn't touch your aver. So over here, he brings out a couple of the heters. So if you don't have another heter, you don't have offer tuchah, you don't have a toilet, and you can't sit down, so she yisayibah beitzim lagbiyah gid ktsas oidei matlis ava. So two of the heterim is, one is you're not allowed to touch the aver, but the beitzim, you are allowed to touch. So you can aim by touching the beitzim in this case, the audi mutter, or oidei matlis ava if you have a thick towel. If you have a thick cloth, then you'll be allowed to touch through the thick cloth. If you get splattered on, you get sprinkled on, therefore it's a mitzvah to clean yourself off. Mitzvah to clean yourself off, also once again for cleanliness, but also because of our din over here. That's also based on the Gemara. Okay, so that is the dinim over here in Sif Yud Gimel. Let's move on to Sif Yud Dalet. So now we get into the dinim of what are you allowed to touch and what you're not allowed to touch when it comes to going to the bathroom. As I said before, these are very, very serious dinim. They are found in Eben Ezer. Simon Kav Gimel talks about the Isser of Motzei Shechlat Zer Levatal. It talks about the Chomer of the Isser. I believe it's Kedai to go through to see how Chomer these dinim are. Once again, Eben Ezer, Simon Kav Gimel. And therefore, a lot of Kalachas are going to try, Bezrat Hashem, try and prevent us from Chas Hashem coming to Shechlat Zer Levatal. Therefore, one of the lachas is Siv Yudal Yizar Shalo Yachos Ba'am of Yashin. You have to be careful. You're not allowed to touch the aver when you are going to the bathroom. Okay, you're not allowed to touch the aver when you're going to the bathroom. Imlo miataru lamata, unless you touch it from miataru lamata, means from the crown and beneath. Okay, from the crown up. I mean, the rest of the aver, that's where it's aser. But the crown, that is your allowed to mineshe motzi shichvat zer levatala. Because if you touch the other part of the aver, you could chas v'shalom could come to shichvat zer levatala. Ela im kein hu nasui, unless he is married. If one is married, then we hold that his past basalo, since he is allowed to be with his wife. Therefore, his past basalo, says the Mishnah Berurah, he couldn't come zayin. That just means it's just a way of saying that he has a heter way of doing things. So sin couldn't come zayin, says the yeshlo past basalo, vein yitzur tokvu kokach. Therefore, he doesn't have such a yitzahara to be over this or shechad zer levatala. Okay, however, therefore, vim he nido shuba derech aser. Therefore, he's not allowed to be with his wife. She's a nido. Or he's not around his wife. He's on a business trip away. Therefore, even for the person who's married, it's also going to be moser for him to touch the aver when going to the bathroom. This heter of nusli also is obviously over here. It's only when going to the bathroom. It's not stam. A married person is chas v'shalom allowed to touch in that area. That is absolutely usher. Only when going to the bathroom to save for these problems of krushavcha and things like that. That's what's going to be mutter me'ikr d'dinah for a nusli to do. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Siv Kadin Kav Zayin in the Hemshich. He says, "V'ayim b'Eben Ezer Simin Kaf Gimel." Steve Dalit, Dafilu Nosli, even a married person, ain't no motoloshi, yadu lama klal. He's not just a pitus hander. Elabishashu, tsarach l'nakam, only if he's going to the bathroom, then it is going to be fine. And then the Hemshech l'machaber finishes off over here. He says, Umidas chasidas lizar, afilu ben Nosli. Okay, and there's a midas chasidus, even by a married person, even when his wife is not nida, and even when he's in a town, it's still a midas chasidus for not to touch at all and do like the single people would have to do also. So that is the halachas over here. We see over here that in certain cases it's going to be mutter least for a nasu. What about showering? What about showering? So if you look in the Ber Hetev and Eben Ezer, Kaf Gimel, Siv Hey, and I heard this psak also from Moreno Rabin Rav Nevinson and also from Rav Bergwitz, that if you're taking a shower, you're allowed to clean the makom. However, says the Kaf HaChaim, if you're cleaning the makom, you're allowed to clean the makom even by touching. However, you're not allowed to look at the same time. You can't look, and then you have to look away when washing that area of your body. But you are allowed to wash over there based on the Berahetiv. Once again, Eben Ezer, Kaf Gimel, Sivkaton, Hey. Fine. Moving on. Sif Tezvav. Afilu Misheinu Nasui Motul Esayah Beitzim. A heter for someone who is even not Nasui, okay, who is not as unmarried, is Motul Esayah Beitzim, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kavdalid before, that you're allowed to touch the Beitzim. The Beitzim is not a Makom, the Rechoshesh, that it's going to come to Chas V'Shalom Shechad Zer Levatala. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. It doesn't get warm there because you touch the Beitzim. And the third heter is which is a thick cloth. You use a thick cloth, however, your shirt is not thick enough. However, he does say, even though the Gemara says it's mutter, yesh mefakvi and gal yedei amatli savim, people don't like you to use a matli savim. We should lo yedei neshiro. We don't exactly know the shear. What's considered thick? What's considered thin? But at the end of the day, we see three heterim over here when going to the bathroom, leaving out married people. Even by single people, there are three heterim over here. Number one is we see over here in the Mechaber says al yedei beitzim. Number two is what we saw in the beginning of Sif Yedalid. We saw mi'ataro ulamala from the crown and up. And the third way is the matless abba, which we say is not the best way of doing things because we don't know exactly the shiur. Okay, so that's what's coming out, and that's the halachas of what you're allowed to touch when going to the bathroom. Once again, we're trying to prevent chas v'shalom coming to the isurim of shechad zer levatala. So you see over here, Justin, talk about the isur and the chiyuv to stay away from chas v'shalom, this tremendous isur shechad zer levatala. We see even when going to the bathroom and doing something you have to do, how careful one has to be. Kal v'chomer ben shenov, kal v'chomer chas v'shalom to be associated with any other things, especially with our Shmir Seinayim, and things that we, Chas V'Shalom, have on our devices and the internet and things like this, how far you have to stay away, Chas V'Shalom, from doing anything that's going to come to Shech Letzel of Atala. You have to work on your thoughts also, but obviously over here, without anyone who has a Pashit, any type of intellectual understanding over here, that for sure this would be a Chiyav Gum upon every Jew to have a filter on his internet that does not allow him to get the inappropriate material whatsoever. That's a double pasha without you having to say. You don't even have to see the mechabers over here. But you see over here, even when doing things that are necessary, we chayv to do. We have to go to the bathroom. It's a mitzvah to go to the bathroom when you have to go to the bathroom, like we'll see in the next halacha. Nevertheless, you have to still be very careful. Not the next halacha, two halachas. That brings us to Sif Tet Zayin. Like we said earlier on, it's only mutter for a married person to touch the amel when he's going to the bathroom, but just stop to scratch in that area is not going to be mutter. Okay? Fine. Moving on to Siv Yud Zayin, which gets into another area, very important, Allah Lemaisu also over here, says the Mechaber over here in Siv Yud Zayin, Hamasha Nekovov over Mishum Baal Teshaksu, someone who holds in. So then, at the end of going to the bathroom, what it brings in everything is that if you hold yourself in when you have to go to the bathroom, you over the iser of Baal Teshaksu. Baal Teshaksu, making yourself disgusting. And Lechor over here, quoting a pasuk, it seems like it's Daraisa. That's not so posh, though. It's a very big machlokas. Is Baal Teshaksu an iser Daraisa, or is it an iser Derabban? Stam, the Mishnah Berurah first says over here, Zikon Lamalf, Im Ash Masha Atzma Lektanim over Mishum Baal Teshaksu, Mishum Shelo Yakar. A problem of holding in for ketanim, like I said last time, there's also Baal Teshaksu. Also, at least back in the day, and that it used to be, it could cause people to become infertile if they held in going to the bathroom for ketanim more than that. So you could cause these two isurim when holding in doing ketanim. We'll soon see that it could be that nowadays, according to the Chaznish, that's not so pashy. But number one is this: this or deraisa or derabanan lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah paskins in Simin Sadi base Sifkatan Zayin that the iser of Baal Teshaksu is an asmachta ba'alman. It's only an iser derabanan. Therefore, very well understanding over here says the Mishnah Berurah over here in the Hamshich of Lamed Aleph. Number one, he says v'amashim elafiyach. Number one, if you hold yourself in from passing gas, not for going to the bathroom, you hold yourself passing gas, he says, ain't over al b'shal b'al t'shay. That's not the Isra b'al t'shaksu. That is a totally appropriate, that's a totally fine thing to do. Okay? It's only holding yourself in from actually going to the bathroom. Then he says, gami Isra b'al t'shaksu nitcha b'vnei kovod abriyas. Because he holds, it's only in the Isra d'rabbona. Now we can understand why also, for sure, vada it's going to be nitcha mishum kovod abriyas. Even if it's daraisa, certain daraisas are nitcha mishum kovod abriyas also over here. But kabachom, we pass it, it's only d'rabbonan, it is going to be pashit, that it's going to be mutter mitum kovod abriyas. Therefore, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal, two important things in Dibur Masla Masha. Number one, he says, l'chor yesh l'havi rayesh, shishir azmanli in Yisra b'al t'shad, enu kot mikdei hilach gimel parsos. You have a long time. You have a long time until you will be over the Isser of Baal Teshaksu. That is number one, because over here you have, because over here he brings a riot. Shekin kishayu yisob a midbar. Because when B'nai Yisrael were in the midbar, lo ayu rishayis lepanos elam yachare hamachna. They could only go to the bathroom achare hamachna. They had to get out of the machna in order to go to the bathroom. Machna Yisrael gimel parsos aya. Machna Yisrael was gimel parsos. It was three parsos. Three parsos was the Machane Yisrael. So therefore, Rav Nevensal brings a raya from here. If you had to go to the bathroom outside Machane Yisrael, and from the inner circle to the outer portion of Machane Yisrael, it was Gimel Parsos. So therefore, he says you could obviously go Gimel Parsos without having to go to the bathroom. Therefore, it must be that the time it takes to walk Gimel Parsos must be not the Isser about the Shaks. Until he has to go, to the bathroom. Therefore, he says you're allowed to hold it in at least that amount of time. And therefore, also Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal. Not therefore, but based on what we said before, Dibur Masel Baal Teshaksu. He says Baal Teshaksu who asmachta ba'alma. Like we said before, it's only this derabanan. V'lachei nitcha iser mishum kavod habrias. Therefore, it's nitcha mishum kavod habrias. What is, what about the fact that the Mishnah Berurah said there's two Isurim nowadays? What about the fact that there's two Isurim? Also, it could cause you to become an Akara if you hold in Ketanim? So he says over here, Atami Shumakaras in a Shaykh Benashi. Number one, for a woman, it's not Shaykh. This is her. And number one, Achaznisha Marshanishtanu Ativim. The Chaznish says the times have changed. Even the science has changed, our biology has changed. V'gama b'duha gvorim lo shayach tam akros achshav. And therefore, even for men, it is not shayach the isra of akaros. It happens to be, I'm reading from the old edition. I notice in the new edition, they added another line that Reb Chaim Kanievsky understands the Chaznish differently than Marin Rabbeinu Nevenzahl is bringing down over here. And he held that the Chaznish didn't necessarily say that times have changed and there would still be the problem of akaros. But at the end of the day, it sounds like, let's say, the nafka mina being. You have to go to the bathroom really bad, but you're not around the bathroom, okay? So your thing is, I'm going to be over about the shaksu. But that is no greater, there's no greater covenant of brias, and then I have to go to the bathroom in public. You'll be allowed to hold yourself in, even though it's going to be a problem about the shaksu. They covenant of brias, nichtel the isra about the shaksu, and therefore both Mishnah Berurah and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl are passing that is going to be fine to go ahead and do. So that is the halachas over here. And Baruch Hashem, we got out of the bathroom over here. A lot of important dinim. Do a chazara. We'll be moving on to Simin Dalad at the beginning of next week. Simin Dalad is the simin about Netilas Yadayim waking up in the morning. And we'll start, probably we'll only go through an introduction on in the next year, because there's a lot to discuss. Machlokas, Rashba, a lot of things to understand. Ad Kan for today. Have a great day.